Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Sioux Falls, South Dakota and the Sanford Pentagon. It's Northwest Missouri State and Augustana in a semifinal round game of the NCAA Division II Central Regional. Bearcats come in at 24-6 while Augustana is 31-2. For Northwest, coming off a comfort blind win last night in their victory over Minnesota State Mankato in an opening round game of this tournament. And Augustana had an easy win lay yesterday as they defeated Arkansas Tech to advance to tonight's semifinal. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this should shape up to be an interesting matchup this evening.
Yeah, it really should. You're talking about a great offense out of Augustana and a great defense out of Northwest Missouri State. And that's the matchup that we've kind of been waiting for. You know, yesterday I was sitting with Northwest assistant Austin Meyer during the Augustana game, and he said to me, he said, this is the best Division II offense I have ever seen. And, you know, if not the best, one of the top two. And that says a lot. And, you know, Northwest, we've talked all year long about how good of a defensive team they are. And that defense will definitely be tested tonight.
Winner of this matchup gets Minnesota State Moorhead Tuesday evening in the championship game of this Central Region. As Minnesota State Moorhead used a 16-0 run late in the first half to open up the game and hold on to defeat Central Missouri 71-60. We'll be back and have more for you from Sioux Falls, South Dakota right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. We're about 15 minutes away from tip-off time between Northwest and Augustana in this semifinal round game of the Central Region. A year ago, Matt, Northwest went on the home floor of Minnesota State Mankato in the Central Region in Mankato and came away with a win against the host school. Tonight, they have an opportunity to do the same thing this time against Augustana.
That's exactly right. I think Augustana is a much better team, and so it'll be a little bit more of a challenge, I believe. But the Augustana team, they're going to score a lot of points, but I think Northwest has some opportunities on offense as well. There's some holes in this Augustana defense that hopefully the Bearcats will be able to take advantage of.
And it's Northwest and Augustana. We'll be back and hear more from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk about tonight's semifinal round of matchup with Augustana, let's go back to last night. Great comeback, coming back from 14 points down and come up with a good win last night.
Yeah, you know, our kids kept fighting, kept competing, and found a way. You know, it wasn't pretty. Didn't play well at all the first half. And then the second half, I thought we really turned it on and were able to come away with the win. And, you know, it just shows the mental toughness of our kids. This is tournament time. It's survive in advance. It doesn't have to be pretty. You just have to do it.
I thought one of the big keys was defensively. You really held down the scoring of a Mankato team that puts a lot of points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we can keep that score in that 60-70 range, I think we've got a good chance. Just because our offense in the half court is very efficient. So, you know, if we force half court games, especially against the NSIC and their offensive weapons, you know, it's usually a good thing.
How key was that shot by Justin Pitts in the backcourt at the end of the first half to send the game to an 11-point deficit at halftime as you got ready for a second-half play?
Well, it turned out to be really huge. I mean, that was the difference in a game. That was 3 points, and you know, that's basketball. You know, I mean, we missed probably 2-3 layups in that second half that we normally make, and so, you know, it's kind of a give-take type of deal, and that was huge. You know, I was glad that he took that shot and was able to make it, even though at the time I was pouting, so I didn't even get to enjoy it.
All right, now, of course, tonight you go up against the host team out of this Central Regional in Augustana. Another team likes to put a lot of points on the board. They've got some size, but some of their bigs can step out and hit some shots out on the perimeter as well.
Oh, yeah, they can, you know, every one of them can shoot. I mean, that's literally their scouting report is driver, shooter, driver, shooter, driver, shooter. I mean, they all shoot. They all can drive. You know, they've got all kinds of offensive weapons. You've got to keep the game in the half court, make them grind it out a little bit and you know, see if you can keep it at our pace and our style.
Yeah, they're a team that on defense will give up a few points.
Yeah, they'll let you score just because they want to get back on offense. You know, I mean, that's their MO, and they want to keep the game at a high tempo, high pace, and we want to keep the game at a low pace. So, you know, we'll do some things to combat it. We'll be walking it up you know, see if we can get them into a grinded-out game where possessions matter.
So the second year in a row you faced the host school in the semifinals. Last year, of course, it went over Minnesota State, Mankato, over Mankato. And here tonight, a huge task. It'll be a good crowd from Sioux Falls cheering on
on Augustana, but a great turnout from Northwest fans as well, so it should be a heck of an atmosphere for tonight's game.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, last night it was full for the Augustana game, so I'd assume it'll be fairly close to that. You know, that's what we live for. That's what our kids live for. Our kids are pretty even keel, and I don't think they're going to be afraid of the moment.
Yeah, they really seem to enjoy atmospheres like this.
Oh, yeah, they love being on the road. They love being against the home team, and especially the bigger the crowd, the better for the home team. And you know, we'll be ready.
All right, and again, some keys for tonight's game.
You got to box out. You got to keep them off the glass, and then obviously sprint back and transition. If you can eliminate some of the easy stuff, I think you can survive some of the tough stuff.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Veer Toller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. And from Schreck Auto in Maryville, Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon in a situation where it's the Central Region semifinals, Northwest Missouri State and Augustana. Augustana, the host school here in Sioux Falls. They come in at 31-2. The Bearcats are 24-6. Augustana also ranks second nationally in the latest NCAA Division II national poll and the number one seed in this region. For the Bearcats, they'll be starting Justin Pitts along with Connor Kirker, Matt Wallace, Zach Snyder, and Grant Kozad. And for Augustana, their lineup at a forward is Adam Byer, 6'6".
sophomore out of DePere, Wisconsin. Also at a forward is Alex Richter, a 6'5 junior at Lakeville, Minnesota. Casey Schillings, a 6'6 junior from Ellsworth, Minnesota. He's at a forward spot. At a guard is Jordan Spencer, the Northern Suns freshman of the year. He's a 6'2 freshman redshirt out of London, England. And inside is Daniel Jansen, a 6'9 junior out of Orange City, Iowa. And he is the Northern Sun player of the year, averaging nearly 20 points and 7 rebounds a game. We're back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC. Located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota and the Sanford Pentagon. Along with Matt Glitter, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer tonight is Karen Lawrence. And Matt, we've got nearly a packed house for this matchup.
Yeah, which you would anticipate when you play the home school. Technically, I mean, honestly, this is actually a neutral site game. This isn't where Augustana plays their home games normally, but they are in their hometown, so you would expect a huge crowd from them. I don't know that they have as many fans as they had here last night, but there's still quite a few people here, and of course, a huge following of Bearcats, as always, just across the way from us as well.
We talked about this last night, but setting the scene for the Sanford Pentagon here. It's really second year of this facility, brand new facility, but they've really done a good job incorporating kind of a 1940s fieldhouse type of look here. The floor is a dark wood parquet type of floor. They have some of the markings that you might expect from the 1940s on the floor, and it's really a well-designed facility.
Yeah, and other additional markings that you see as well that you don't normally see in the college basketball is there is an NBA three-point line here because they've got an NBA D-League team that uses this as their home court. So that actually we've seen cause a few players some confusion in terms of their feel for exactly where they're at on the court. There's a high school three-point line, then there's a college three-point line, and then there's the NBA three-point line. So, and then the college three-point line is blue while the other two are white. So that's kind of one of the markings that's really caused some confusion in this tournament so far this weekend.
They even have scoreboards which resemble the 1940s look with the modern aspect of it as well, and two very large video boards at each end of the facility.
Yeah, the old school look on the scoreboards is like the old school clock that counts backwards, and something that you might refer to in Hoosiers. You remember seeing that clock when they were showing that in Hoosiers. It's that type of look. And upstairs in their premium level, they've even got an old-time full scoreboard up there. They don't use it, but there's a lot of different pictures of coaches and sayings throughout the facility. It's just a real neat facility.
Yeah, what are the keys to this matchup?
Well, I think for the two teams, they're each different. And what I mean is, the guard play for Northwest Missouri State is going to be key, because I think they're the ones that are going to have an opportunity to drive and get some points tonight. Justin Pitts, of course, will be the primary one for that. And then on the other side, what is Northwest going to do with Daniel Jansen? Jansen is a guy who is a center. He's their number five guy. He's their worst three-point shooter, which you would expect out of the five, but he's hit more than 50 threes, and he shoots almost 40%. So they're going to shoot lights out tonight. The Bearcat defense will need to be huge.
Cost 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Officials for tonight's game, P.D. Burdett, John Yorkovich, along with Chris Kespel. And we're ready to go. The tip is up, and it is controlled by Augustana as they go from our left to our right. They're in their home white uniforms with the gold and blue trim, and Northwest in their black alternate uniforms with the white numerals and green trim. In the lane right side, off balance with Schilling. Cuts to the low left side, finds Jansen, who puts it up and in. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Vikings over the Bearcats. This game just underway. Justin Pitts coming off a big performance. We had 29 points in last night's game. Takes it across the timeline. Looks right side for Connor Kirker. Out front left side, Pitts into the left corner. Wallace drives the baseline to the bucket and kicks it into the right corner. Open and three on the way. Rims around and out. Taken or missed by Zach Schneider. And the rebound to the Vikings as they go left to right from our vantage point here at the Pentagon. Out to the top of the key with the drive is Spencer. Pulls off right side. Out front left side. Finds Jansen. He takes that long three. Knocks it down. A three-pointer off the left side. Daniel Jansen with the first 5 points of the game for Augustana. 5-0, Northwest Missouri State trailing. They fell behind by 14 last night against Mankato and came back for the three-point win. Off of the right side with the dribble. On the drive is Kirker. Out near the timeline, Pitts looks outside, Wallace. Wallace dribbles offside, pulls up the dribble. And pivots, looks, and finds the left side Pitts. 10 on the shot clock. Pitts out front, dribbles through a double team. Down the lane left. Stops his block away from behind. Rebound into lane. Kozad up with a shot off the glass right side. Won't fall in the rebound. Vikings coming down that board with Schilling. Now it goes right side Spencer. Out front left side for Schilling. Now to Spencer on the right. Spencer goes right side. And is trapped out front with that ball trap. They're going to the right corner for Richter. Richter goes full post right side. Jansen. Jansen with the jumper and misses the mark too hard from 12 and went 13 to the rebound Kirker for Northwest. Hands off to Pitts. Katz, as you heard in a pregame interview with Coach Ben McCollum, will slow it down whenever possible offensively. Dribbles left side. Into the left corner, Wallace. Drives the baseline underneath the bucket into the right corner, Kirker. Kirker with one dribble. Now finds Schneider out front right side. Now to Kirker on the right. Brings it back out top for Schneider. Left side for Pitts. It's a screen by Kozad. Takes it through the lane. Gets it left side. Wallace fakes left. Goes right. Now to the free throw line. Cross court right side. Open. Kirker three. Rims around and out. That's three quarters of the way down and pops out. Rebound to Jansen and Augustana. Now it goes to Adam Byer. He'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side to the baseline. Down to the left corner. Expires his dribble. Takes it and goes right away. And after a puck out of his hands, puts it up over the reverse layup off the right side. And it's a 7-0 lead for Augustana over Northwest. And Coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout.
I think mainly because he wants to know why that wasn't a double dribble over there in that corner.
Yeah, I thought he had expired his dribble. As I mentioned earlier, then all of a sudden he takes off dribbling on the baseline and gets that reverse layup off the right side.
I don't know if the official down there felt like maybe it was tipped out into the corner or what, but he didn't make that call on it. Then a layup for Augustana.
Northwest fell behind early against the Mankato last night, down by 7 to start this one.
Yeah, and the tough thing with Augustana is they're much better at scoring the basketball, so it's going to be a lot tougher to come from behind against Augustana than it was against Mankato. So Northwest doesn't want to get down too big too early.
Northwest has had some good looks, they just haven't had them to fall so far. Cats going from our right to our left, again in their black alternate uniforms with the white numerals and the green trim, as Pitts will take it across the 10-second line, met by Adam Byer. Dribbles left side. Now into the left corner for Wallace. One dribble out front left, Pitts, cross court right side. by Schneider. Now to Kirker. Kirker back left side pitch. Sets up. Wants the three. Puts it up. It's too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Beyer for the Vikings. And he'll take it across the timeline. Beyer at 6'6". Handling the point. Goes on the right side. Finds Jansen. Now into the right corner. Richter. Back to Jansen. Low post right side. Kicks it back out front left. Beyer. Three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound pitch for Northwest. And again, he slows it up as he'll take it across the corner in front of the scorer's table. Going right to the left. Out to the top of the key, trying to dribble through a double team. Jansen, their post player out front, knocks it away. He drives through the lane and is bumped as he goes up with a shot. Whistling a foul. Wallace should get called for the foul. Jansen a little bit off balance. Falls to the floor as he went up with the shot. And Matt Wallace will pick up his first foul. Foul on the floor. So Augustana will inbound baseline right, just to our right from the air vantage point. Fire. Quick inbound right side. Gets it to Spencer to the baseline right side. Now to Denson, cross court left side. They find Schilling now in the lane and a little hook shot inside. Alex Richter knocks it down. And it's a 9-0 lead for Augustana over Northwest. Fits into the front court left side. Out front between the circles. Gets it on the right side for Schneider. Now to Wallace. Back left side fits to the baseline. Cut off. Out front left for Wallace. Trying to get a high post left side. Cozad. Cozad trying to post up with Jansen. Now they go right side for Schneider into the right corner. Kirker drives the baseline. Trying to go inside with the ball knocked loose. Better whistle. And now coming up on Augustana. And this one will go on Casey Schilling. That'll be his first.
Schilling was the defensive player of the year in the NSIC this year.
We've got two defensive players of the year, Schilling and Wallace, and also two freshmen of the year in their respective conferences, as Jordan Spencer for Augustana and also Justin Pitts of Northwest. Zach Huskin comes into the game, a 6'9 sophomore out of Chandler, Minnesota for Augustana. Inbound left side goes to Pitts. Pitts left side in the corner for Kirker. Kirker diving out front. Now they swing it right side, Schneider into the right corner, Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the free throw line. Left side, Kirker back out front, Pitts. Pitts dribbles left wing. Cross court right side, Schneider. Now in the right wing, Wallace. Low right for Cozad. Cozad double team. Trying to find Wallace. Cutting through the lane. Tipped away and it is picked up by Spencer for Augustana on the fast break. Right side, Richter to the bucket on the right. Lays it up. Misses it. Rebound pitch for Northwest. Good job by Connor Kirker, making that layup a little tougher than it ordinarily would have been. And the Cats benefit as they get the ball off the rebound. Cats spread out their offense, trailing 9-0 with 15:27 left in the first half. Out front, Pitts lobs it baseline left, Wallace underneath the bucket. Goes right side, fadeaway jumper from Cole, knocks it down. Wallace with the first bucket of the game for Northwest. Cats down by 7 with 15:12 left in this first half. Down the lane, right side, Spencer drives off the glass, won't go with the layup, rebound right side, Spencer kicks it left side on the wing, three on the way, rattles around now, taken and missed by Beyer, rebound Cozad, Northwest. Out of Pitts, Northwest trailing 9-2, just under 15 minutes left in the first half. Semi-final round game with the NCAA Division II Central Region. Pitts bounce pass out front, Schneider open, three on the way, good! That Schneider with his first three of this regional tournament, he's 0-2 yesterday. And makes it a 9-5 game. Northwest Missouri State trails with 14:37 left in the half. Jordan Spencer, freshman out of London, England, across the timeline. Met by Pitts out front. Again, the two freshmen of the year in their respective conferences going against each other. Left side pass on the wing, fire. Trying to go low inside for Huskin. Out front left. Now back to Huskin on the right. Drives off the glass and good as he takes a pass from Schilling and puts it in. And it's 11-5, Augustana lead over Northwest. It's over 14 minutes left in the half. Pitch across mid court, met by Adam Beyer. Dribbles left through, double team through the lane. A little runner on the way, knocks it down. His first bucket of the game. Again, coming off 29 points in last night's win over Mankato. Out front, Huskin down the lane, right in the lane as he goes with the jump stop. Gets called for the travel and the turnover. We'll give it to Northwest. Breaking the action, 13:48 left in the first half. It's Augustana 11, Northwest 7. Back to Sioux Falls right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
13:48 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State killing Augustana 11-7 as Augustana scored the first 9 points of this half.
Yeah, the good news is this is a Bearcat team that really doesn't get too worried. We've never seen that this year. We've seen them in a lot of negative positions, but they never seem to be too fazed by it. I think the fans and coaches are more worried about those situations than the players are, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, Doherty into the game for Northwest coming out of this timeout. Cats going with Pitts, Snyder, Doherty. Also, Lyle Harris had a big game last night against Mankato out on the floor. Harris has it off the right side. Gives it back to Pitts. Now to Connor Kirker out between the circles. Back to Pitts on the right side. Now Harris. Harris out front between the circles. Snyder. Looks left side, Pitts. Pitts dribbles to the top of the key. Now right side, Snyder. Long three on the way. Rims around and out of the rebound into the lane. Pulled down by Beyer for Augustana. Now let's Spencer. Out between the circles. And we find Huskin trailing on the play. Right side on the wing. Beyer guarded by Kirker. Now out front pass for Spencer. Dribbles out near the timeline off the right side. Works a screen by Huskin. Dribbles down the lane right side. Kicks it back out front left side for Stephen Schaefer. Checked in during the break. Now left side pass Spencer. Spencer down the lane, the left side, underneath the bucket, dribbles back right. Now off the right wing, finds Schaefer with six on the shot clock. Between the circles is Spencer. Spencer down the lane, left side, stops, pops, jumper, rims around, and in. As the shot clock goes down. So Spencer with his first bucket of the game, 13-7, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Hits between the circles, in from our right to our left. Right wing pass, finds Harris. Harris out front, Pitts. Pitts dribbles left, pulls up, left side on the wing for Kirker, low left for Doherty. Doherty back to Kirker, left side, out front right between the circles, Pitts, left side, they get it for Kirker, low left Doherty. Doherty posting up on Huskin, drives the baseline, passing over the shot off the glass, good, and a foul. Nice quick move to the bucket by Brett Doherty.
Yeah, that shot fake bought him the split second that he needed to be able to get by him and get up with a nice strong shot underneath.
13-9, Northwest Missouri State trails. Doherty going to the free throw line.
Checking in for Augustana, number 34, Daniel Jansen. Checking in for Northwest Missouri State, number 30, Matt Wallace.
Wallace back in for Northwest. Also Jansen into the game for Augustana. Doherty, 45% shooter this season at the free throw line. Trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. His free throw is good. Three-point game, Northwest Missouri State trailing 13-10. This after the Bearcats fell behind 9-0 to start this game. Out front, Spencer dribbles right side on Matt Wallace right in front of us on the right sideline. Fires his dribble out to the top of the key. Gets it to Schilling. Schilling back out near midcourt right side for Spencer. Spencer trying to work a pick by Jansen to the right wing. Pulls up, finds Jansen out top of the key. Dribbles right side. Back right. Again with Spencer to the right baseline. Picks it back out to the top of the key. Schaefer down the lane left. Drives past Harris who bumps him as he goes by. And a foul coming up.
Number three.
Lyle Harris will pick up his first foul, breaking the action now with 11:47 left in the first half. It's Augustana 13, Northwest 10. Back to Sioux Falls right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Sioux Falls with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 11:47 left in the half. Northwest down by 3, 13-10 as they trail Augustana. They've never led in this one, but Matt, they've withstood a 9-0 run to start this game by the Vikings.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, one thing that I'm noticing early in this game, you got to credit Augustana for, is some of those holes that they showed defensively yesterday against Arkansas State, they closed those up and really made it tough for Northwest offensively.
Schaefer is fouled before the timeout by Lyle Harris at the free throw line. Knocks down the first. We'll have another. 6'2 freshman out of Rapid City, South Dakota. 67% shooter on the year at the line. Second one is good as well. 5-point game, 15-10. Augustana in front of Northwest with 11:46 left in the first half. Loss into the front court. Gets a pick by Kozad, who re-entered during that timeout. Now to Kirker, right side. Crooker down the lane, left, drives high, left-handed to runner, and won't go. Rebound tip from Kozad, picked up, though, by Spencer for Augustana. In the front court from our left to our right. Out to the top of the key is Daniel Jansen, trying to go up low left side, does get the pass inside, and finds Casey Schilling, and leans back out, and knocks it off the glass, and it's a 7-point lead for Augustana, 17-10. Pitch in the front court left side. Goes cross court right, Schneider, now on the right wing, Crooker. Crooker trying to dribble on to Richter. Left side, Wallace. High post left, they find Kozak. Kozak posting up with Jansen, turns, takes the jumper, and short up the front of the rim, but the rebound, Wallace for Northwest. Brings it back out, and Northwest to set up the offense. Left side, Wallace on the way. Trying to work a screen by Kozak. Dribbles to the left baseline, cut off. Now up front left, Pitts, quick pass right side, Schneider to the right wing, Kozak. Dives to the right baseline. A high post right side for Kozak. Tip loose, picked up though by Schneider. Left side, Wallace now on the left wing, open Pitts, three on the way, got it. And it's a 17-13 lead for Augustana. Out to the top of the key is Schilling. And Jepper, three-pointer up front left. Schilling with 5 points, and it's a 20-13 lead for the Vikings over the Bearcats. Just under 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Pits into the front court in front of the scorer's table. Snyder right side, long three. On the way, rims around and out, and the rebound inside. Richter for Augustana. Outlet left for Spencer. In front of the scorer's table, in front of the Bearcat bench. Goes cross-court right side, Jansen. Trying to drive on Kozak. Gets into the right corner. Schaefer, jumper, good. Three-pointer. Steven Schaefer off the bench for 5 points. Center timeout, Northwest. 10:02 left in the first half. Augustana 23 and Northwest 13.
And this is what they did yesterday. They hit a few threes in a row and really got into a rhythm offensively, and that's when they started to put some points on the board. That's one of the reasons why Northwest is going to try to slow the ball down offensively, to try to keep them from getting into too much of an extended rhythm once they start knocking those outside shots down, because any one of the five on the floor for Augustana can potentially hit a three-pointer.
Augustana right now has outscored Northwest 10-3 over the last minute 43. 10:02 left in the first half, 23-13. Augustana in front. After this, we'll get Minnesota State Moorhead, which defeated Central Missouri earlier tonight, 71-60. Cats taking the full length of the floor following the timeout. Fits into the front court. Made out front by Beyer. Goes cross court right side for Connor Kirker. Kirker back out to Pitts near the timeline. Left side on the wing, Wallace. Dribbles out front. Now back left down the lane. Trying to go into left corner. Pass tipped in by down by Schilling for Augustana. Now it's a Beyer in the front court up left side into the left corner. Three on the way. Rims around it now. Taken and missed by Richter. And the rebound Northwest. Wallace. Go from our right to our left. 9.5 minutes left in the first half. Northwest down by 10. Out front left Pitts. Into left corner. Schneider. Now left for Pitts. Cross court right side. Crooker. Back out to Schneider. Looks on the left wing. Pitts. Pitts. Now to Schneider between the circles. Back to Pitts left side. Shot clock's at 12. Wallace to the left baseline. Drives the baseline. Into the right corner. Schneider out front right side on the wing. Crooker three on the way. Got it. Connor Crooker with his first bucket. And it's a 23-16 deficit for the Bearcats. Just under 9 minutes left in the half.
on the left wing, Schaefer. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hooks a pass back left side. Jansen drives the baseline. Gets caught for the tackle right in front of the Bearcat bench. And the turnover to the 2-1 plus.
Yeah, went with a shot fake on Kozad as Kozad was coming out to the perimeter and shuffled his feet before putting the ball on the floor.
23-16, Northwest Missouri State trails. With this, the second turnover for Augustana. Wallace into the front court right side. It goes to the top of the key and a little hand check out front and a foul coming up on Augustana. And this should go on Schaefer, I believe it does. Schaefer will pick up his first. Jordan Spencer to come into the game. Schaefer to the sideline, but Schaefer gave his team a boost off the bench with 5 points. Wallace will inbound right in front of the Augustana bench. Augustana coached by Tom Bellader in his 12th year. At the free throw line, they find Kozad. Turns, takes the jumper from 15, knocks it down. Grant Kozad with his first play of the game, 23-18. Northwest Missouri State trails, 8:30 left in the first half. Spencer, out between the circles. Looks high on the left side for Beyer. Guarded by Kirker. Out front right side is Schilling. Picked up by Schneider. Dribbles right side. Low in the block. Triple team stripped away, and Wallace comes up with it. Knocked away originally, I believe, by Schneider. Picked up by Wallace. Takes into the left, the wing for Northwest. Out front, looks right side, Pitts. Pitts will give it to Wallace. Dribbles right side. Out in front of the scorers table now as Northwest spreads out their offense. They have Snyder in the far left corner. Out to the top of the key, Wallace. Bounce pass right side, pick and roll. They find Kozad. Turns, knocks it down from 7 off the right. Kozad with 4 points, and it's a 3-point game once again, 23-20. Second time that the Cats have pulled within three, 7:43 left in at this first half. Off the right side with a double drive, Spencer to the baseline. In the left corner, ball tip goes out of bounds, and a walk to Augustana. Mike Wallace had a hand on it as it goes out of bounds. 7:37 left in the first half, a 3-point game. Augustana 23, Northwest 20. Back to Sioux Falls right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Bearcat pep band and cheerleaders adding to the atmosphere here in Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon as Northwest is pulled within 3, 23-20 as they trail Augustana with 7:37 left in this first half.
Now another thing to think about with Augustana as this game goes on, if Northwest can keep it close, Augustana did not play many close games. Now they did have an overtime win by 2 over Northern State in their conference tournament, but for the most part this season, they've been blowing most teams out.
Their team that averages 87.6 points per game. Bearcats limit their opponents to just 64 a game. Off the inbound on the left side, Schilling. Now to Spencer, sets up, wants a three off the left wing, off the front of the rim, no. Rebound, Kirker for Northwest. Good job by Kozad that time, blocking out Jansen, allowing Kirker to come up with the rebound. 3-point deficit for Northwest, 23-20, 7:22 left in the first half. Kirker goes cross-court left side, Snyder. Now to Wallace, have a weave to Pitts. Pitts to the free throw line, finds Snyder right side in front of the Augustana bench, takes the three, rattles around and out to the rebound, Jansen for Augustana. Now to Spencer into the front court right side, slows it up. Gasket back on defense, trying to limit Augustana's transition offense. Out front left side is Schilling. Now back right of the lane. They get it to Spencer. Now to Jansen on the wing. Takes the three. Rattles around and out. No one inside the rebound but Bearcats as Wallace comes away with it for the Cats. And as he goes to midcourt, we'll take it in the front court left side. With that dribble between the circles. Cross court right side pass for Kirker to the right wing Pitts. He made a man out of Augustana. Out front left for Wallace. Wallace down the lane right side. Pulls up at the elbow. Out front Schneider. Left side for Kirker. Connor goes left, now right, bounce pass, baseline left, Kozad tries pass Jetson, into the lane with the shot, too hard off the rim, rebound in the baseline, out of bounds, it will belong to Augustana as it goes off of Kozad. Still a three-point game, Northwest trailing 23-20 with 6:26 left in the first half. Spencer takes it across midcourt on the left side. Bearcat fans making noise out front. They go left for Beyer. Beyer to the top of the key for Schilling. Back to Beyer on the left wing. Bounce pass, low left, Jansen. Burns faces the bucket, trying to drive on Kozad. Spins left. And into lane up with a shot and banks it in. Had to work for that one, but got up to fall. He has 7 points, and it's a five-point lead for Augustana with just under 6 minutes left in the half. Pitts off the left side. Left baseline, Wallace drives the baseline. Trying to go into the right corner for Kozad. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest with 26 on the shot clock.
Northwest, Missouri State, number 20,
Anthony Woods into the game. Wallace to get a breather with 5:51 left in the half. 25-20, Augustana in front of Northwest. Woods now inbound, baseline right, just to the right of the Bearcat bucket. Lobs inbound to Kozad. Out front, Pitts, left side, Kirker sets up, wants the three, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Snyder crashes it, but it's knocked loose, picked up by Kozad left side. Now to Pitts, Northwest to set up the offense. 5:38 left in the half, Cats down by five.
Cats caught a break there because Snyder kicked it in the air to keep it alive. Should have been called a kick in Augustana ball.
Pitts down the lane, trying to go to Woods, bobbles it, chased down to the right corner by Pitts. Now finds Woods off the right wing. To Snyder out front, cross court, left side, Kirker. Kirker on the left wing, top of the key, Woods with nine on the shot clock. Back left side, Kirker. Kirker in the lane, ditches the low right side, Kozad. 7 foot jumper, right side, won't go. Rebound to Woods, puts it back up off the glass, won't go. And the rebound inside Spencer for Augustana on the fast break, right side, they go to the wing, Richter. Lobs it up front left, Jansen sets up, takes the three off the front of the rim, no, and pitch with the rebound. Tallest player on the floor takes a three out front. The shortest player on the floor gets the rebound for Northwest and Pitts.
Cats have had a few too many bunnies missed inside.
Pitts into the front court off the right side in front of the scorer's table. Top of the key. Dibbles left side. Pivots. Gives it to Snyder. Back to Pitts on the left. 4.5 left in this first half. Pitts between the circle. Snyder right side, Woods. Out front right, Snyder. Cross court left, Pitts. Shot clock at 4 seconds. Pitts, free throw line, through the lane. As pushes the right side through the legs, he throws that. He goes out of bounds with the shot clock sound. 25-20. Augustana in front of Northwest with 4:23 left in the first half. Doherty comes into the game for Northwest. Throws that to get a breather.
Bearcats have missed their last five field goal attempts and have not scored for the last 3.5 minutes of this game, but yet still right in it.
Down by five, 25-20, 4:23 left in this first half. A stop play to wipe off a little perspiration off this parquet floor. Jordan Spencer, the freshman redshirt out of London, England, will take it across midcourt for the Vikings. The Bearcat man-to-man defense. Bounce pass low right side for Schilling. Casey Schilling takes it back out to Spencer out front. Three on the way. Got it. Nothing to net. Spencer with the three, and it's an 8-point game. Northwest Missouri State down 28-20. Into the front court right side, Pitts. Northwest has trailed this entire first half. Augustana opened up with a 9-0 run to start this game. Northwest pulled within three a couple of times. Wallace baseline left, trying to get Doherty in line, stripped away and picked up by Schilling. As he has it stolen back by Wallace. Wallace in front of the scorer's table gets it to Kirker out front. Back to Wallace on the right. Now to Kirker. Kirker with the dribble, goes cross court, left side, Pitts. Pitts to Snyder between the circles, right side for Wallace. Dribbles left side, 3:27 left in the half. Pitts dribbling on the left wing. Trying to get a screen by Doherty. Shot clock's at 9. Out front right side, Kirker to Snyder. Back to Kirker out front with the shot clock at 5. Kirker spins to the free throw line. Finds Wallace cutting the lane. Fadeaway jumper. It takes a high bounce to the rim. About down as the shot clock stands. Now Wallace got the touch on the shot. 28-22. Northwest trails with 3 minutes left in this first half. Spencer across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Guarded by Pitts. Back pedals near the sideline to the right side. Now spins into the lane. Off the right side with the shot too hard off the glass. And coming down with the rebound, Zach Houston up for the shot. It's good. 4 points for Houston coming off the bench. 30-28 Northwestern. 2:38 left in the first half. Fitz to dribble on the left side, out to the top of the key. Looks right side, Crooker. Crooker left, finds Wallace. Now out front, looks left side for Crooker. Crooker with the dribble, cross court right side, Fitz finds Wallace. Wallace out front right, looks out to the right baseline, Doherty. Doherty drives the baseline and Houston spins up for the shot and good. Nice drive to look at Houston over compensated on it and then a quick spin move. Doherty has the easy look and it's now a 30-24 game. Northwest down with 2:03 left in the half. On the baseline right side is Richter, can't hold on to it and dribbles on the baseline and rebound to Northwest. 1:59 left in the first half. It's a 30-24 game. Augustana in front of Northwest. We've got a break in the action. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
1:59 left in the half. Northwest trailing Augustana 30-24. It's a semifinal round game of the Central Region in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For the pause, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats from our right to our left with 1:59 left in the half. Wallace will inbound to Pitts. Snyder, Kozad, and Crooker on the floor as well. Pitts into the front court right side. Gets it to Crooker. They work it out front left for Wallace. Back to Crooker. Tries into lane. A little run with the left hand. Will go. Tries to get his rebound. Misses. And the rebound finally pulled away by Houston for Augustana. Alex Spencer to the left wing. For the most part, Northwest done a good job limiting the transition out of Augustana. Forcing the work out of their half-court offense. Fire out between the circles. Finds Houston on the right wing. Kozad picks him up, out to the top of the key, chilling. Now high left, fire. Fires the dribble, goes off the right side. Spencer on the wing, a three up the front of the rim, no, and Crooker the rebound for Northwest. 1:15 left in the half, 30-24 Northwest trails. Wallace walks it across midcourt. Dribbles right side. Now, he drives, pulls up, out front, Kozad takes the jumper and misses off the left side, just inside the arc, and the rebound pulled down by Schilling for Augustana. Under a minute left in the half. Fire on the left wing, out to the top of the key, Schilling. Picked up by Snyder, pulls up, 16-foot jumper out front, knocks it down. Schilling with 7 points, 32-24, Augustana with the lead, 42 seconds left in the half. Hits. Across the timeline, 26 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Pitts to the free throw line. Trying to go to the left corner, pass is stolen, picked up by Spencer on the fast break through the lane and brings it back out. As Northwest gets back, Wallace from behind knocks the ball out of bounds, almost had the steal. He is shattering him all the way down the floor and just about got a steal, but knocks it out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. And Augustana will inbound, but before they do, Augustana head coach Tom Billiter wants a timeout. With 25.6 seconds left in the half, and the Vikings in front of the Bearcats 32-24.
Yeah, we're seeing the lead build a little bit again here with Northwest just two of their last 10 field goal attempts. So they're in a bit of a drought here, and Augustana has taken advantage by opening it up. Now, they've hit four threes. Northwest has hit three threes, so that hasn't been a major factor so far in this game. But just shooting percentage, Northwest has missed probably four or five shots inside the paint that should have gone down, and it'd be a totally different ball game right now if they hit those shots right under the rim.
32-24, Augustana in front of Northwest. Augustana will inbound following this timeout on the far side, right in front of the scorer's table and just to the right of the Northwest bench. Inbound comes to Spencer. Out front with 22 seconds left in the half. Augustana looking for the last shot. On the right side, into the ball game is Tanner Odegaard, who just checked in. His first action of this half. It's out near the timeline. Finds Richter. Now to Schilling. Find the jump ball circle. Dribbles between the circles. A 7 on the clock. On the right side, here's Richter. And into the right corner, Jansen. 3 won't go. Rebound, though, pulled down by Schilling. Trying to go up with a shot underneath the bucket and a whistle. And he steps on the baseline to belong to Northwest as he actually dribbles on the baseline. So the Cats will have it with 0.5 seconds left in this first half.
Schilling's been begging for foul calls this first half, late in this first half.
Long inbound by Wallace. Down the floor, tipped away by Jensen as the buzzer sounds. And the first half comes to a close. Augustana in front of the Bearcats at halftime. It's Augustana 32 and Northwest Missouri State 24. We'll be back and have more for you from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Marymount Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
And welcome back to halftime at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're at the half in Northwest Missouri State, trailing 32-24 as they trail Augustana. Northwest has never led in this ballgame. They opened up down 9-0 as Augustana scored the first 9 points of this game, and Northwest has come back. They made it a three-point game on a couple occasions, Matt, but could really never get closer than that.
Yeah, you know, missed shots inside, did some three attempts that really rattled out, that looked like they were going to go down, have made a difference here. So, you know, the shooting percentages, there's a difference between the two, but we saw Northwest shoot better in the second half last night, play much better in the second half, and they'll have to do it for a second straight night tonight.
And again, I think, although Northwest in a little bit better shape from a score standpoint here at halftime than what they were last night, they're facing a much different type of team here tonight.
Well, I think what's encouraging is they've been getting shots, and that's sometimes the toughest part, is just to get the looks. They're just not falling down. So I think they've got the toughest part figured out so far in terms of getting opportunities. They just need to complete those opportunities, and they can turn this game around and do so quickly. Now, they went almost 5 minutes before they scored, and still it's only an 8-point game here at the half against a team that can put a ton of points on the board. So that's a little bit encouraging when you think about the slow start they had offensively.
Yeah, and it's really a case of they're getting the looks. As you mentioned, they just haven't had them to fall.
That's exactly right, and hopefully they'll be able to fall in the second half.
Now, the winner of this will get Minnesota State Moorhead in the championship game Tuesday night. Moorhead, a team that Northwest saw in the very opening game of the season at Bearcat Arena, and they really turned it on and had a very good season.
Yeah, and for the NSIC, they're hoping for a rematch of their tournament championship game. Those two teams, Augustana and Moorhead, played right here at Sanford Arena about 12 days ago for their conference championship, but Bearcats, the last hope for the MIAA right now, with Central losing earlier this evening. Going to need to make a comeback so we don't see that rematch tomorrow on Tuesday night.
Moorhead used an 18-2 run at the end of the first half to open that game up, and the Mills just never could get back in the ballgame.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They made a run late. They got it to single digits a couple of times, right around the 5-6 minute mark to play, but they just had to come back from so far, and Moorhead hit a few shots when they needed to late to be able to hold on to that one.
And we're at the half in Northwest Missouri State, trailing Augustana 32-24 as the Northwest Missouri State Steppers performing here at halftime. And Matt, we've got the Steppers, we've got the Bearcat Pep Band, and we also have their cheerleaders here, really adding a lot to the atmosphere. While you look at Augustana, they got their cheerleaders, but no pep band.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's kind of neat to see the band be able to travel. And plan is, if Northwest is going to be back here on Tuesday, all those groups and all these fans plan to be back here on Tuesday as well.
And at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Augustana 32-24. Back with more right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Again, we are back at halftime. Northwest Missouri State trailing Augustana 32-24 at the half. And this isn't the only action concerning Northwest Athletics today. In baseball, the Bearcat baseball team used a four-run fifth inning to come from behind to defeat Nebraska Kearney 7-5, and they improved to 8-11 overall, now 6-6 in MIAA play, and secure a split in that four-game series.
Yeah, series splits have seemed to kind of be the last at least couple of weekends against some good teams, too. We got a series split against Central Missouri and then against Nebraska Kearney after opening with a win in the first game and losing the doubleheader yesterday, coming back to in the game today so that they can secure a series split this weekend against the Nebraska Kearney team that really has started off strong this year.
Northwest Tennis lost in matches today to Drury, both the men and women losing to Drury in matches down in Springfield. They've been playing pretty tough schedule down in Springfield this weekend.
Yeah, it feels like they've kind of had a rough week, but the competition they've been playing is a big part of why that has been, and that's just going to make them better as teams.
Well, and we're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State again down at halftime, 32-24 to Augustana. And it's been a lot of fun, a great atmosphere here in Sioux Falls. They've done a really good job putting this Central Region on.
Yeah, they have. This is a great venue for something like this. Like we talked about, it is kind of a neutral site, even though Augustana is the host. They don't normally play their home games here, but they did play the NSIC tournament here about a week and a half, a couple of weeks ago, whatever it ended up being. And so they played some games here, but it's not their home floor, but you can tell they're comfortable in front of their hometown fans.
Boy, and they put on a nice show. They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they are. And when you got a good offensive team like that, that's really makes for entertaining basketball. And, you know, Northwest has done a pretty good job against them defensively. 32 points at halftime is not something that they see a whole lot throughout the course of a year, so it's a little bit of a different feel for them.
One thing I think you look at right now, Matt, from a stats standpoint, 7 turnovers for Northwest. That's quite a few here at halftime.
Yeah, it is, and I think they'll take care of that and make those adjustments here at halftime.
And again, we are joined by the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Emil Church. We'll get a few words from Coach Kirschner before we go over some of more of our halftime activities here. But joined by athletic director Emil Churchma. And Emil, it's been quite a week so far for Northwest here at the Central Region, but Bearcats find themselves down at halftime again.
Well, it's almost kind of a repeat of last night. You know, I think we're playing really good defense. You know, this is a real offensive-minded team. To hold them to 32, and we gave up 11 right away. They got hot at start, but I feel good about that. I, you know, we're just not hitting some shots. I think they'll start falling. Hopefully it'll kind of, you'll see our defense start to wear more and more in the second half. I think that's what happened last night, you know, with Mankato. It's, these teams are not really used to that much defensive pressure, and hopefully it'll pay off for us in the second half.
Boy, when you look over the far side from our vantage point, the Bearcat section, just a great group of Bearcat fans making the trip up here.
Well, we've got great fans, and, you know, it's a nice drive. It's about 4 hours of driving time, about 5 hours total, and we just, you know, our fans are great. Last night it was so much fun to be a part of that, and it is again tonight. And you know, they're gonna battle right with our team the whole way, and I know that means so much to our team. So it's great to have the fans here.
And it's kind of your old stomping grounds up here.
Well, it is. I'm about 100 miles from home. Grew up, you know, southwest of here, about 100 miles, and spent a lot of time at Sioux Falls. Used to come up here for track meets and things like that. And so yeah, it's I love Sioux Falls. I think it's a really nice city, and you know, it's real nice from about April to October. Those cold months, I'm not ready for that again.
Well, I think they've really done it. We're talking to Matt about this too, but I think the committee here has really done a good job putting on the Central Region.
They've done an awesome job, John. This is a great facility. Really lends itself so well to what we have to do with locker rooms for all the teams. And you know, Sioux Falls is a city that's got lots of hotels, and the accommodations for every team have been great. The whole organization has really been first class. The athletic director here, Slade Larside, is really a quality young man. He's only been here 10 months. We were talking to him. I said, well, how long have you been here? He said, 10 months. So, but he's doing a great job. Their whole organization, they're used to doing these types of events, so it really makes it fun.
Well, it's a busy time for you. We've got basketball winding down. Hopefully we've got a few more games left, but not only that, but then all the spring sports are going full force right now.
Well, spring sports are going. You know, baseball got a win today. They got a split with Nebraska Kearney right now in the league. We're 6-6 in baseball, and you know, the three teams we played are all above us in the standings. So, you know, that's a good sign. I think we've got some young players that are doing well. Softball, I think we're right at 500. I think we are 500 right now overall. And again, we're a young team there. You know, Rosie's winning a bunch of tennis matches again, and he'll continue to win. I think our women are really a lot better this year, and our men are real good. You know, in track and field, we finished up with a national indoor, and everybody's excited about the outdoor. A couple of weeks from now, we'll have the multi-events at our place. I'm excited to have a track meet at home with a new track and then with the video board. The video board's got the automatic timing system in it, so it's going to be a fun spring.
All right, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
And that's athletic director at Northwest Missouri State Mill Church, where we're at the half. Northwest down 32-24 as they draw Augustana. Back to take a look at the stats from this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Santa shooting 52% from the field, 13-25. They're 4-12 on threes and 2-2 at the free throw line. Northwest shooting 37% from the field, 10-27. Just 3-10 from three-point range and 1-1 at the free throw line. We're back to get ready for a second half play right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. and from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Sanford Pentagon with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Taryn Lawrence. Ready for a second half play. Northwest Missouri State down by 8, 32-24. As we get ready to go, Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They're going with their original starting five with Pitts along with Wallace, Kozak, Cooker, and Snyder. And for Augustana, counting with their starting line at the 12, Byer, Spencer, Richter, Schilling, and Denson. Northwest in this second half will go from our left to our right to start the half. As Pitts will inbound, get it to Wallace, and Northwest set up the offense. Wallace to the top of the key, looks left side, finds Pitts. Here is guarded by Byer, dribbles into lane, kicks the right side for Snyder, back to Pitts in the right corner. Now front Snyder, cross court, left side pass, finds Wallace. And Wallace with one dribble, back to Pitts. Pitts trying to direct some traffic, finds Snyder out front, turns, takes the three at the top of the key, and knocks it down. Second three of the game for Snyder. Northwest Missouri State trailing 32-27. Good offensive possession to start this second half for Northwest. Right side pass near the sideline, and I'm going to say that Wallace pushes Alex Richter to the sideline, gets called for fouls. He steps on the sideline. That'll be Wallace's second foul. Team's first in this second half. Richter, a junior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, will inbound right in front of the Viking bench. And the inbound comes out between the circles for Spencer. Dribbles right side, looks on the right wing for Byer. Now up front Schilling, drives on Snyder, through the line, knocked away by Snyder, picked up by Wallace for Northwest. On the fast break pitch, drives to the bucket, lays it up and in. And Northwest pulled within three once again, 32-29, Northwest Missouri State down. On the left side, Byer. On the wing, dribbles to the left baseline. Brings it out front, left side, Jansen. Cross court, right side is Spencer. Now back to Jansen, under the bucket, reverse layup, left side here. Jansen with 9 points, averages 19.7 a game. 34-29, Northwest Missouri State down. Pitts, cross court left, finds Wallace, will bring it out between the circles. Screen by Snyder, now to Snyder out front left, squares up, wants the three, and it's good. Jack Snyder with 9 points. And it's a two-point game. Northwest down 34-32, the closest they've been in this game. On the left side, Schilling in the left baseline for Byer. Drives on the baseline, cut off by Cooker. Out front left is Jansen. Drives on Kozat. Spins in the lane. As Kozat knocks the ball loose as he goes up for the shot, Grant will get called for the foul. Aubrey Grant's first, team second.
Foul on number 45, Grant Kozat, his first personal.
34-32, Northwest Missouri State. Trails by two with 18-19 left in the game.
We've seen some pretty good big men in the MIAA, but Jansen handles the ball as well as any of them we've seen so far.
Free throw is good. He's first of two. Has 10 points. He's a 78% shooter at the free throw line. Jansen, a 6'9 junior of Orange City, Iowa. And his second one is good. 36-32. Augustana in front of Northwest. Wallace into the front court, finds Pitts. Dribbles between the circles. Right side, Snyder, back to Pitts. They swing it left side on the wing for Cooker. Now he'll take the three. It's short. Rebound underneath the bucket is Snyder. He'll bring it back out. Ball didn't touch the rim. 16 on the shot clock. Pitts out to the top of the key. Back left side, Snyder. Now to Pitts at the top.
Left side for Snyder. Now to Pitts out front with seven on the shot clock. Penetrates through the lane and kicks it back out top. Snyder, three on the way at the top of the key. Out the front of the rim. Back there and in. Zach Snyder gets another three. He's got 12 points. Northwest now to within one, 36-35. The closest they've been in this game. Spencer to the top of the key. Sets up. He takes the jump over Pitts and knocks it in. That'll be a two-pointer out front for Jordan Spencer. And it's a 38-35 game. Northwest Missouri State trails with 17:31 left. Now it looks like officials come together to talk and make sure it is a two. And it will be a two-point shot.
There's also a foul on Grant Kozad after the ball was in the air.
So Grant will pick up his second foul. And now Augustana will inbound baseline right. Grant goes to the bench and Brett Doherty into the ballgame. Inbound Jensen into the right corner. Dyson stolen away by Pitts. He's on the sideline and goes out of bounds with it. Still a good play defensively and just about had the steal. So Augustana will inbound. Part of the scores table on the right side. Of course, Ben McCollum is up questioning.
Saying that he was pushed out of bounds and there should have been a foul call rather than him out of bounds.
38-35, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Inbound right side for Jordan Spencer. Fires the dribble. Bounce pass. Low right, Jansen. Trying to post up with Doherty. Takes it in the lane. Left spins around him. And Chuckin hits the shot off the line. 40-35, back to a five-point game. Northwest down. Pulled within one. Now a five-point contest. Tricker on the right wing. Finds Wallace in lane. Gets it back out. Top three on the way by Pitts. Won't go. Long rebound in the lane to Jansen. Here comes Augustin on the fast break. Spencer to the right wing, and his pass inside is stolen as Pitts leaped up and steals a pass in midair. Takes it across the timeline left side. Cross court right side for Snyder. Now on the right wing, Kirker. Back out front, Pitts. Left side on the wing for Wallace. Drives to the left baseline. Cut off. Brings it out front left for Pitts. Out front right side, Kirker. Kirker with one dribble at the right hand. Out front for Snyder. Looks on the left side for Pitts.
Augustana had dropped back into a 2-3 zone, but after a few threes by Snyder, they're back to the man.
Now front Snyder, drives right side, gets it to Kirker. Back left side, Pitts, a three on the way, got it! And for Pitts, knocks down the three, and it's a 40-38 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 16-16 left. Northwest fell behind 9-0 to start this game. They pulled it in one. Now it's a two-point game. 40-38. 16:07 left in the game. Spencer out front. Dribbles left side on Pitts. Nines. Pitts comes away with a steal as he tries to spin away. And he spins over the top of Spencer. Good call for the foul.
Yeah, the official saw Spencer lift his leg a little bit to try to trip Pitts and call the foul.
16:01 left in this game. Northwest Missouri State down by 40-38. And it's a 40-38 game. The Bearcats now have the chance to tie or take the lead this trip down after falling behind 9-0 to start this game. Pitts across the timeline from our left to our right. Ryan Snyder on the right wing. Back to Pitts between the circles. Looks left side Wallace. One dribble in front of the Bearcat bench. Expires the dribble. Finds a low right for Doherty. Rather low left for Doherty. Doherty takes it in the lane. Drives inside. Up with the shot up front of the rim. No, gets his rebound. Puts it back with the right hand on the right side. Good. Great second effort by Brett Doherty. And Northwest ties the game up at 40. 15:30 left in the contest. Out between the circles. Byers spins in the lane. Spins on Kirker. Up with the shot with the right hand. High off the glass. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul in the lane. This will go on Northwest. And that Connor will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. Back in action, 15:25 left in this one. We're all tied at 40. Northwest and Augustana back to Sioux Falls right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
15:25 left of the game. Northwest 40 and Augustana 40. Let's pause 10 seconds for stage identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer Karen Lawrence this evening. Adam Beyer fouled before the timeout, goes to the free throw line with 15:25 left in the semifinal round game of the Central Region in Sioux Falls. Free throw on the way by Beyer, good. Beyer, an 80% shooter this season at the line.
Northwest was 10 of 27 from the field in the first half, 6 of 9 to start off this second half.
Second free throw rolls out, and Northwest Missouri State with the rebound. Cast down by one, 41-40 with 15:18 left in the game. Wallace looks left side for Doherty. Doherty in the blocks on the left side. Drives on Jansen. Passing the reverse layup off the right side. Good. Another strong drive to the bucket by Brett Doherty. And this gives the Bearcats their first lead of the game, 42-41. Just over 15 minutes left. Fire out between the circles with the right side. Pulls up. Trying to look high post right, and he gets it in the lane for Schilling. Schilling has a knock loose by Kirker, picked up by Pitts. Pitts on a break, one on one to the bucket on the right side, blocked away by Beyer, rebound loose in the lane. Doherty goes down low with Jansen, and I think we'll have a hill ball. And possession here will give it to Augustana.
Augustana basketball.
Northwest down by one, 41-42, 14:47 left. Matt, we got another good one going.
That's absolutely right. Not a big surprise. That's what you should expect this time of year. And Northwest, like we said, with them being a defensive-minded team, they're typically going to play in close ball games, and I think that's something that favors Northwest in this matchup.
The average point differential for Augustana this year has been 16.7 points a game as they outscore their opponents by that much. Cats right now in front of Augustana, 42-41. Off the right side, Jansen, baseline right, driving to the bucket, laying it up and in goes Alex Richter. As that gives Augustana a one-point lead, 43-42. 14 and a half minutes left. Pitts looks on the left wing, gets it to Schneider. Schneider on the left side, pulls up, out top of the key pitch, right side for Kirker. Got a pitch at the top. He's swinging left side. Schneider, three on the way, off the front of the rim, no, and the long rebound. Coming up with it is Wallace for Northwest in the far left corner. Out front for Schneider. Schneider to the left wing, Wallace. Now to Pitts between the circles. Pitts just holds it. Beyer steps in, gets a screen out by Wallace. Pitts right of the lane to a right hand push up and 10 good. 12 points for Justin Pitts. Northwest up by one, 44-43. Jansen in the front court, looks on the left side. Schaefer just entered, goes low left side for Jansen. Posting up with Doherty. Drives to the baseline. Doherty trying to slide over, and he takes the charge. And Jansen is not happy about that. He picks up his first foul. Well, I tell you what, Brett Doherty's giving Northwest a lift off the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. On both ends of the floor, he's really making Jansen work harder.
44-43. Northwest Missouri State up by one. 13:42 left in regulation. Northwest leading the number two ranked team in the nation. Wallace off the left side. Guarded by Schaefer. Dribbles left. Now Pinner takes to the free throw line. Fires a dribble, goes cross court right side, finds Pitts. Pitts gets a screen by Doherty. Cross court left, Wallace. 14 on the shot clock. Now to Schneider between the circles, right side Pitts. A 10 on the shot clock. Pitts back right side on the wing. Schneider out top the key. Pitts sets up, wants the three. It's too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound into the lane. Richter for Augustana. Clears it away with the dribble into the front court left side. Out front trailing Jansen. Hands off Fire. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead. Beyer at the top of the key. Dribbles right side to the right baseline. Spins ball knocked loose by Kirker, but Beyer picks it back up. Near the right side in front of his own bench. Lots it out between the circles and gets it to Schaefer with 12 on the shot clock. Now to Jansen in the right corner. Drives on Doherty to the baseline. This time Doherty gets called for a block as Jansen falls into the standard. The basketball goal. Brett Doherty will pick up his first foul. Goes that in. Doherty to the sideline. And Jordan Spencer into the ballgame. Richter to the bench for the Vikings. A 44-43 lead for Northwest with 12:45 left in this one. Inbound right side, Jansen to the right corner, out front, gets it to Schilling, sets up a three, is on the way, rims around and out, and the rebound Wallace for Northwest. Cats from our left to our right. They're in their alternate black uniforms tonight with the white numerals and green trim. Facing an Augustana team in their white uniforms with the blue numerals and the gold trim. Down the lane, Pitts left-handed layup is good as he went past Jansen and lays it up and in. 46-43, Northwest with the three-point lead, their largest of the game. Off of the left side, Schaefer looks low left, and they get it to Jansen, trying to direct some tapping. It's Mbalma who takes it in the lane, jumps off up with a block away by Kozad, but it was on the foul. And Grant will pick up number three.
Foul shot number 45, Grant Kozad, his third, sixth of the
16th foul for Northwest. Augustana with just two team fouls in this half.
Kozad's going to have to go right back to the sideline with that being his third.
Doherty goes to the bench, or will get ready to come into the ballgame and take the place of Kozad. Doherty right now in front of the scorer's table. Jansen at the line where he's 2 for 2 tonight and make that now 2 of 3 as he misses his first free throw attempt here. Daniel Jansen, the Northern Sun Player of the Year. We'll have one more. And yesterday's win over Arkansas Tech, he had 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Second free throw by Jansen Jones. He's got 14 points in this one. He goes to the sideline. And into the game, Zach Uskin, a 6'9 sophomore from Chandler, Minnesota. So they trade one 6'9 player for another. 12:07 left in the game. Northwest up 46-44. Pitts into the front court. Looks right side. Kirker. Now to Pitts. Swings the left side for Snyder. Back out top. They get it to Pitts. Now to Snyder left side. Looking low left. Gordy picks it back out top to Keith Pitts. Looks right side. Finds Kirker. They look at the 2-3 zone. Back on the right wing. Kirker. Kirker on the right side with the left-handed dribble. Top to Keith Pitts. Shot clock's at 9 seconds. Pitts with one dribble. Puts it past left side. Snyder. 3 on the way. Got it. 15 points from Zach Snyder, all 3-pointers, and Northwest in front, 49-44. Schilling on the left side, gets it to Schaefer. Schaefer double team, bounce pass and a whistle, and they're going to have to say the ball was kicked. And that's cost play with 11:27 left in the game. Northwest 49, Augustana 44, 11:27 left. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Bearcats still behind 9-0 to start this game, but their largest deficit was 10 in the first half. Right now they're up by their largest lead of this game, 49-44.
Yeah, they're doing it defensively, just like they always do. They're playing well defensively. They've really kind of stymied the Vikings, frustrated them to a point where it's probably as tough as they've had to play this year. Maybe a game or two here and there that they've seen defenses like this, but you can definitely see it's affecting Augustana.
Augustana will inbound following the timeout. As the inbound comes from Schaefer, and we'll bring it out front for Jordan Spencer. He's guarded by Wallace. Dribbles left side. Now back right. Out near the timeline in the jump ball circle. 17 on the shot clock. Dribble to the right side to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket. Now by the right side goes left side with the pass. Finds Schaefer. They'll bring it out top for Beyer with 8 on the shot clock. Beyer gets a screen by Houston. Takes the jumper out front. Knocks it down. That's a 2-pointer. As Beyer knocks down the 2 out front. 49-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Wallace. Wallace in front of the Bearcat bench with the dribble. High left for Doherty. Trying to post up for Houston. Goes cross court into the right corner. Open Cricker. Three on the way. And just jammed off between the backboard and the rim. And possession arrow will give it to Northwest.
That's a good one.
So Bearcats will inbound, baseline right. 10:43 left in the game. Northwest in front of Augustana, 49-46.
Usually that's something you see happen from a shot from the wing or closer to the wing. That was down in the corner and did it.
Wallace inbound off the right side in front of us. Gets it to Connor across the right wing. And out front finds Pitts. Pitts on the left wing. Wallace now to Pitts. Top of the key with the dribble. Ryan Snyder back to Pitts on the right side. Shot clock at 19. There's 10:25 left in the game. On the left wing, Wallace drives to the left baseline. Gets Connor Fair, finds Kirker wide open right corner. Three on the way. This one rims in. Connor Kirker with 6 points. He's into three in each half now. 52-46. Northwest Missouri State in front. Wayne the circle, Schilling. Fires the dribble. Out front left side. Spencer. Near the timeline. Now back right side. Pulls up. A runner from right side from 12. Rims around and out of the rebound. Wallace for Northwest. Allen on the right sideline to Pitts. Into the front court. Pulls up as Augustana gets back on defense. Pitts dribbles between the circles. Dribble on the left side. Off this dark ground. Parquet floor here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now driving to the lane. Up with a shot. And good as he banks it high off the glass and drops it down. Nice drive to the bucket by Justin Pitts. 54-46 Northwest. And as Spencer takes it into the front court, Augustana calls a timeout. Bearcat fans on the far side on their feet as the Cats come over to the Bearcat bench. It's Northwest 54, Augustana 46. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment, including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
9:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana at 54-46. Back order, I'm John Cobb. Matt, a long way to go in this one.
Yeah, that's for sure. At 9:33... really doesn't, it shouldn't be a big number, but it is. And what that means is there's going to be a lot of great action. Boy, it's been a fun basketball game to watch so far, and Northwest men, they've been playing with some grit. Hopefully they got 9:33 of grit left in them.
This game is very similar to what we saw last night.
Yeah, similar, and Northwest had a little bit bigger of a comeback that they needed to make from the first half than they have in this one, but they did recover from a very, very slow start offensively.
54-46, Northwest in front, following the timeout by the Vikings. Spencer goes into the left corner. Schaefer expires his dribble. Back to Spencer out front left side. Dribbles to the left wing. Expires the dribble out front left side. Jansen to 6'9 center. Way out front. Knocks down to three. And he's got 17 points. 54-49. Northwest Missouri State still with the lead. Just over 9 minutes left in this one. Semi-final round game of the Central Regional in Sioux Falls. Out front right side is Pitts. Rolls back left. Now back out to the top of the key. Looks and goes cross court left side, Snyder. Now to Pitts off the right side, Crooker. He's picked up by Alex Richter. Dribble to the top of the key. Pass right side, stolen. Picked up by Spencer. Spencer on a 2-on-4 break behind the back with the dribble. Finds cutting through the lane. Gets it to Schilling. Goes up a shot foul as he went up with the shot. He'll get to the free throw line. Foul on Northwest. Brett Doherty will pick up his second foul. And this gets Schilling to the line. Schilling coming off a 29-point performance yesterday. He had 13 rebounds and 5 assists in their win over Arkansas Tech. 7 points so far tonight. 54-49, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:42 left in the game. 6'6 junior, Ellsworth, Minnesota. At the line, rims in. In addition to being the Northern Sun Defensive Player of the Year, Schilling also a first-team Northern Sun performer. Second free throw off the back of the rim. No rebound, tapped out front, and it's chased down by Schaefer for Augustana. 54-50, Northwest up by Ford. Spencer on the right side in front of the scores table. Pulls right side, gets a screen, drives, and lays it up in the air. 54-52, Northwest in front by two. Well, it's into the front court left side. Augustana fans making noise. On the right side, Pitts. Now to the top of the key, Doherty. Now to Wallace. Gets a screen by Doherty. To the three-point line. Through the lane. Stop. Pop. Jumper from 12. Got it. Wallace with 6 points. 56-52, Northwest Missouri State. Northwest wants a timeout. 8:08 left. Northwest 56. Augustana 52. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
8:08 left, Northwest 56, Augustana 52. And Augustana will inbound following this timeout from the Bearcats.
Northwest shot just 37% in the first half. In the second half, they're shooting 65%. That includes 6 of 11 shooting from beyond the arc.
Inbound to Spencer as he'll let the ball roll to midcourt where he picks it up. High post right side, Jansen, guarded by Doherty. Hands off. Schilling, and then the right side dribble stolen away, picked up by Wallace, flies after into the back front court, ball rolls loose, picked up on the right side, finally controlled by Schilling, and we've got a ball being kicked by Wallace now as he went sliding after that loose ball after trying to get the field. Almost had a great play, still a good play to knock the ball away, and they're breaking the action now with 7:56 left in the game. It's Northwest 56, Augustana 52. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State 56, Augustana 52. Matt Horner, I'm John Coffey, your civil engineer, Karen Lawrence. Matt, going back to what you talked about in the pregame, also what Coach McCullum talked about in the pregame interview as well. You want to keep this as low a scoring game as possible, have Augustana play at Northwest pace, and I think here in the second half, they've been able to do that.
Yeah, I think really for the whole game, they've been controlling the pace of the game. It's just Northwest has more shots going down than what they did in the first half, despite getting the looks in the first half.
56-52, Northwest Missouri State in front of Augustana. 7:54 left in the game. Out front, Jansen, a long three over Doherty. Knocks it down. 20 points for Jansen. That's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 56-55. Fits into the front court. Hands off to Wallace. It's a screen by Doherty. Dribbles right. Back out to Snyder. Snyder. Out of Wallace on the right wing. To Snyder out front left. Out about the three. Instead, pulls up. Throws high left side Doherty. Guarded by Jansen. Doherty. To the baseline, to the bucket, lays up too hard, trying to get his own rebound, and the ball loose into the lane, and it turns off his leg, and it is picked up by Spencer for Augustana. Augustana now with a chance to take the lead. Out front, Jansen dives on Doherty through the lane. And a little off balance, misses the shot, rebound, and the putback is cleared by Schilling. And the Vikings will regain the lead. 57-56, Augustana in front of Northwest, 7-1 left in this game. Timeout Northwest, what do we got right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network?
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
57-56, Augustana with a one-point lead over Northwest, 7-0-1 left in this game.
That cuts McCollum and Matt Wallace chatting with one of the officials. Nothing too over the top, but just having a chat with them about an on call on the other end.
Cats will inbound, take it three-quarters of the length of the floor as they'll inbound right in front of the Augustana bench. 7-0-1 left, 57-56. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Fits into the front court. Get from our left to our right in the second half. Finds Crooker out front left side. Now to Pitts on the right. Goes top, goes left side, Crooker. Crooker to the top of the key with his dribble. 15 on the shot clock. Now to Pitts on the right side. Drives on Spencer. Out front for Snyder. Left side, Crooker. Shot clock down to 9 seconds. 6:36 left in the game. Semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament. On the right side is Pitts. Back pedal, takes the jumper, grazes the rim. Kozak trying to come up with the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. And the shot clock should not have sounded as a flash out by Pitts out front grazed the rim.
It should have been reset when it hit the rim.
Three officials gather right in front of the Bearcat bench.
Yeah, it hit the front of the rim. Not by much, but it did, because you can see the spin of the basketball change, and it should have reset it, but they're still going to give Augustana the basketball.
6:26 left in this game. Northwest down by one, 57-56. Spencer at the point. Freshman out of London will take it across the timeline, met by Pitts. Dribbles right side, down the lane right, on Pitts, a bump and a foul. Well, this will go on Justin, and that'll be Justin Pitts' first foul of the game. And this will get Jordan Spencer to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Spencer, an 84% shooter this season at the line. He had 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists against Arkansas Tech yesterday. Free throw on the way here is good. That last foul, the 18th foul on Northwest. Augustana with just 2 team fouls in this second half. One more free throw for Spencer, and that's not good enough. 3-point game, Northwest down 59-56. Pitts. Near the jump ball circle to the top of the key. Dribbles right side through the lane. Dishes the ball left side. Baseline lost. Back left wing. There's a three on the way by Schneider. Rattles out and a rebound at the three-point line. Pulled away by Richard for Augustana. Just under 6 minutes left. Northwest down by three. 59-56. Now front Spencer. Crossover double to the right of the lane. Out between the circles, Jansen, the 6'9 player. Down the lane he goes. Blocked away by Kozad. Knocks it out of bounds. Enters along to Augustana. Grant hoping to get a held ball on it, but it will go out of bounds and belong to Augustana as Fire will inbound baseline left. Cats down by three. Inbound Jansen, left wing long three over Kozad off the front of the rim. A long rebound at the free throw line to Wallace in Northwest. 59-56, Northwest trails. Just over 5.5 minutes left in the regulation. Pitch in the front court off the right side. Finds Wallace at the top. Wallace. Back pedal with the dribble. Goes left side for Crooker. Crooker out front. Left right side. Pitts. Commanded man defense. Pitts with the dribble on the right side. Now free throw line. Right wing gets it to Crooker. Bounce pass low right. Kozak. Posting up for Jansen. Dribbles right. Spins into the line. And a push in the foul. And Jansen gets called for the foul. His second. Not a very popular call for the Sioux Falls people here, but cricket fans like it in Northwest. front, finds Pitts wide open, takes the three, rims out left, rebound tipped by Kozak and pulled by Jansen for Augustana. Anna Spencer, Cats down by three, just under 5 minutes left in the game. Spencer to the top of the key, dribbles left, out front right side, Schilling, and inside, whistle on a foul. Jansen falls to the floor, and Kozak will get whistled for this one. That'll be number four on Jens Kozak, getting Greg Doherty back into the lineup with 4:52 left. Northwest down by three.
Bearcats, another one of those stretches where they've gone more than 3 minutes without scoring, and that's what's allowed the Vikings to regain the lead.
Jensen at the free throw line. Vikings right now on a 7-0 run. Free throw misses. Long rebound chased by Pitts for Northwest. 59-56. Northwest Missouri State trails. 4:44 left. Pitts on the right side. Hands off to Wallace. Out to the top of the key. They give it to Snyder. Back with the right-handed dribble. Pulls up the dribble. Gets it to Wallace. Her dribble right in front of us. On the right sideline. Cross over dribble. Now to the free throw line. Reaching foul. Coming up as Casey Schilling gets caught for the foul. Slams the floor and picks up his second. That'll be the fourth team foul on Augustana. And Northwest will inbound baseline right. Now they'll come over and inbound right in front of us on the right sideline. 4:29 left. And we have to call them both ways from behind.
Yeah. Even though Northwest has more fouls against them in this half. Interesting.
Trips with it off the left side to the left wing. Cross court right side, Kirker. Kirker trying to get a screen by Doherty. Brings it out front. Gets it to Justin Pitts. 4:10 left. Northwest down by three. Pitts double teamed out front. Expires the dribble. Gets it to Snyder on the left sideline. Left corner pass Wallace. Shot clock's at eight. Wallace tries on Byer. Into the lane. Back pedals. And trying to find Doherty on the baseline. Stepping in front of passes Jensen for Augustana. Now to Spencer into the front court left side with 3:50 left in Northwest down by three. Spencer, top of the key, pulls up, long three over Pitts. Too hard off the back of the rim, rebound at the free throw line. Snyder for Northwest. Again, a three-point game. Northwest down, 3:38 left. Cats could use a bucket this trip down as Pitts takes it into the front court. Goes out front left side, Connor Kirker. Now on the left wing, Wallace. Wallace. We'll have Doherty pop out at the top of the key. Holds on to it. Bounce pass left for Wallace on the sideline in front of the Bearcat bench. Now finds Doherty on the pick and roll. Lays it up and in. Brett Doherty with 11 points. Northwest within 1. 59-58. 3:10 left. Semi-final round game of the Central Regional Tournament. Out to the top of the key. Byer. Down the lane left. Tries on Doherty. A bump and a shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Kirkle. Controlled by Wallace for Northwest. Now the Cats with a chance to take the lead. 2:53 left. Pitts into the front court. Dribbles left side. Right in front of the scorer's table. Spencer creeps out to pick him up. Pitts with a right-handed dribble. Accelerates right of the lane. Now back pedals. Goes to Snyder left side. Back to Pitts. Shot clock at 14. 2:36 left in the game. Wallace on the left wing. Trying to get the screen by Doherty. Pulls up. Out front finds Pitts. Pitts. Through the lane, bounce pass, baseline left 40 into left corner, Wallace, three on the way, it's off the front rim, no, as the shot clock sounds, rebound comes to Augustana, now it goes to Spencer, and he'll take it to the left baseline, brings it out to the top of the key, Schilling, right side pass, Richter, goes high post right side, Jensen posting up with Doherty, trying to take it in lane, spins right side, and as he spins away, gets called for a double violation, and Northwest Missouri State will get it off the turnover. And a break in the action with 2:07 left. It's a one-point game in the semifinals of the Central Region. Augustana 59, Northwest 58. Back to Sioux Falls right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
2:07 left, Northwest down by 1, 59-58. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, record game.
Oftentimes we talk about games like this. The last team to go on a run will be the team that wins it. I think today it's more like the last team to have a drought. We talked about how Northwest has had a few droughts over 3 minutes. Right now, Augustana on a scoreless drought over 4 minutes. The Bearcats need to take advantage.
Cats down by one, 59-58, just over 2 minutes left. Pitch will walk across the timeline with that left-handed dribble. Trying to get a couple teammates to come out. And Gordy pops out. They go on the left wing, though, with the pass on the left side for Snyder. Now back to Pitts. Man-to-man defense out of Augustana. Pitts goes on the left side, back pedals. Now off to penetrate as he does a five count coming up. As Spencer Eddie's down, Tomoto will give the ball to Augustana. 1:45 left in the game. Northwest down by one, 59-58. Throws that back in. Doherty to the bench. Grant playing with four fouls. Inbound comes to Spencer, and he'll take it across the court. Augustana with a one-point lead. Out front with 1:38 left. Hands off, gives it to Byer. Now Jansen on the right wing, Richter. To Jansen near the score table. Long cross-court pass left side to Spencer. Goes out between the circles. Dribbles left side. Out front right side. Moves up in front of the pass. Wallace knocks it away. Picked up by Pitts. Pitts. Wallace left side on the break as Augustana gets back quickly. Northwest has set up the offense. Hooker on the right wing. Back pedals out to the top of the key. Doubles left side through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed runner swatted out of bounds. Alex Richter blocks it out of bounds. That's the sixth block of the season. And Northwest went down baseline left with 22 on the shot clock. 1:10 left in the game. Cats down by one. Wallace inbound left side. Kirker. Free point line. Through the lane. Stops. Pops. Left-handed jumper. Good. This hit the front of the rim and rolled over as Crooker gets it to fall. Northwest Missouri State with the one-point lead, 60-59 with 59 seconds left and a timeout, Augustana. Bearcats will regain the lead. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
59 seconds left in the game. Northwest 60 and Augustana 59. Plus 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gordon, studio engineer Karen Lawrence. I'm John Coffey. How many times have we seen Connor Kirker step up and hit a big bucket?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's put Northwest in a position where they need a stop. The way they play defense, you'd almost rather see them need a defensive play to get a win.
Up by one, 60-59, 56 seconds left. Spencer doubles right side on Pitts, pulls up right of the lane. Now between the circles, Jansen. Now to Spencer, long three, out front, on the way, off the front of the rim. No, rebound, into the lane. Richter puts it back up, and it rebounds around that. Rebound, Snyder for Northwest. Snyder clears it away with 32 seconds left. Northwest by one, and Pitts dribbling out of traffic, a reach around foul underneath Augustana bucket. There should go on Alex Richter, stopping the clock at 39.1 seconds left.
I think that's only the fifth team foul, if I'm right, so that means that Northwest will need to get an inbound here.
So the Bearcats will have to go the length of the floor facing full court pressure. And we got a timeout. So timeout Augustana at 39.1 seconds left, 60-59. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the one-point lead. Let's keep it right here.
Again, a long 39.1 seconds left here.
Well, the Bearcats need to get an inbound first, obviously. They're going to see the full court pressure, and then once they do get the clean inbound, then you know you're going to be fouled right away, and they're going to have to hit some free throws here after missing some real easy shots in the first half. They've been shooting the basketball much better in this second half. Haven't spent a lot of time at the free throw line, just one attempt. As a team, and that was from Brett Doherty back in the first half. So Northwest is going to have to step up and do something a little different in this game than they've had to so far and knock down some free throws.
60-59, Northwest Missouri State in front, 39.1 seconds left. The winner of this gets Minnesota State Moorhead Tuesday night in the championship game of the Central Region as Minnesota State Moorhead defeated Central Missouri in the semifinal prior to this. Full-court pressure on Augustana. Matt Wallace to inbound for Northwest. Gets the inbound to Justin Fitz. He's immediately double-teamed and then fouled. As Spencer, I think, will get called for the foul. Nor did we get a timeout before that.
Northwest took their last timeout.
37.1 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State 60 and Augustana 59. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
37.1 seconds left in the Central Region semifinal. Northwest trying to knock off the host school of the Central Region in Augustana. Cats up 60-59. They open up this game after trailing 9-0 to start the game. They trail by 10 in the first half. They come back and right now have a one-point lead, 60-59, 37.1 seconds left.
Yeah, the scoring drought right now for Augustana is 5:38. They have not scored for close to 6 minutes of this ball game. That's been a huge key.
Northwest will inbound in the backcourt on the left sideline. As Wallace looking to inbound and lobs it all the way across court, gets it to Pitts. He'll race down the sideline in front of the scorer's table and goes right side for Connor Kirker. Kirker with 32 seconds left, dribbles out front and a foul. And this stops the clock with 30.9 seconds left. Northwest will inbound just to our left. That being the 16th foul on Augustana. So 30.9 seconds left, Northwest Missouri State. In front by one, 60-59. Wallace looks the inbound, holds it, lobs it all the way into the backcourt, chased down by Pitts. 30 seconds left in the game. Pitts is fouled in the backcourt. That'll be the 17th foul. This will get Justin to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity.
You know, you don't want your team called for a lot of fouls and a half, but right there it was a disadvantage for Augustana because they had only been called for four fouls before they tried to start fouling Northwest, so the Bearcats were able to waste about 10, 12 seconds off the clock because of that.
28.1 seconds left. Pitts at the free throw line, front end of a one-and-one, rims in. 17 points for Justin. An 84% shooter on the season at the line. Northwest in front, 61-59. Justin toes the line, sight, shoots, and hits. Inbound for Augustana. Northwest in front, 62-59. 26 seconds left. Spencer out front. Goes right side. Jansen, long three, on the way, off the front of the rim. No, fight for the rebound outside. The putback is good by Schilling. And that's with 18.4 seconds left. It's a one-point game. Northwest in front, 62-61. And a timeout, Augustana. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
18.4 seconds left. Northwest 62, Augustana 61. Bearcats trying to advance on to the finals of the Central Region in the NCAA Division II National Tournament and face Minnesota State Moorhead. And holding on to the one-point lead, the Huskers will come out of their timeout.
Yeah, 265 teams started the year playing basketball in Division II. There's less than that now with teams that have been knocked out tonight. And the round of 16, one of these two teams will be in that on Tuesday.
Northwest to face full-court pressure as Wallace will inbound. Cats have handled full-court pressure well throughout this season. Cats have four players lining up all across the line on the free throw line in the backcourt. Wallace with a long outlet, and it goes to Pitts. Pitts underneath the bucket for Northwest. A dribble out of traffic and back out as he's trying to run some clock. As Pitts finally chases him down in front of the scorer's table. Stops the clock with 15.6 seconds left.
Boy, that's a dangerous pass because if Pitts doesn't catch up to it and it goes out of bounds, the ball comes all the way back with nobody having touched it. There would have been an inbound underneath their own bucket for Augustana, but Pitts, with good speed, able to catch up to the basketball.
And the line, one and one, knocks down the front end. The freshman has hit some big free throws in the last 30 seconds. Northwest in front, 63-61. I have another. It's on the way. Good. Northwest Missouri State up 64-61. Spencer to the top of the key with 12 seconds left. Through the lane to the bucket, a bump out front. And a whistle here, and I think this will go on Kozan. Grant will pick up his fifth foul. Stops the clock with 11.2 seconds left. Northwest in front, 64-61. And this will get Spencer to the free throw line. Gordy to come into the game and take the place of the senior from Kearney, Missouri.
Checking in for Northwest Missouri State, number 36.
So 11.2 seconds left. Northwest in front by three as Spencer goes to the free throw line. Freshman of the year in the Northern Sun will toe the line. Pitcher 2 of 3 at the line tonight. Free throw on the way. Rims in. Just about popped out, but fell down. Two-point game, 64-62. Northwest Missouri State in front with 11.2 seconds left. One more free throw coming to the freshman redshirt out of London, England. An even free throw on the way, and it's good. So he steps up, hits both free throws, makes it a one-point game, 64-63. Northwest will inbound, 11.2 seconds left. Quick inbound comes to Pitts, who is fouled. He'll go to the other end to shoot free throws, now with 10.6 seconds left.
Boy, in this situation, you don't usually see a freshman free throw shooting contest, but that's what we're seeing here. But thing is these two freshmen don't play like freshmen, so some big shots hit here in the last few seconds of this game.
Justin Pitts going to the free throw line where he's 4-for-4, all coming in this last minute. 5-9 freshman from Blue Springs knocks down the front end. And he's got 20 points tonight, coming off a 29-point performance last night. 65-63 Northwest, second free throw good. And Northwest in front, 66-63. 9 seconds left. Spencer in the front court left side. Hands off on the left for Richter. Richter out front, dribbles right side. Long three on the way. Too hard. Rebound. Richter puts it back up, banks it, and hits it with 0.5 seconds left. That'll make it a one-point game, 66-65. Northwest with a long inbound. It goes to Snyder, tips it away. And the Bearcats are heading to the finals. Northwest 66, Augustana 65. The Bearcats for the second year in a row in the semifinals of the Central Region knock off the host school. This time it's Augustana, the number 2 ranked team in the nation. And the Cats coming back from a 10-point deficit in the first half to win this one 66-65.
Absolutely tremendous game plan. Absolutely tremendous execution of that game plan by Northwest.
What a game tonight for the Bearcats. They improved to 25-6. Augustana's season comes to a close at 31-3.
Unbelievable game. Like I said, Northwest controlled the pace of the game. They wanted it to be a low-scoring game. It was. They forced a long scoring drought late in the game for Augustana and took advantage to gain the lead and some huge free throws hit by Justin Pitts.
We've got a rematch of the very first game of the season between Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead. Moorhead defeated Northwest back in that first game back at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, and that's all right. If either team has to win one of the two, this is the one you want to win, but should be another tremendous matchup. That was a close game back then, but both teams much improved from the beginning of the season.
Final score, Northwest 66, Augustana 65. We'll be back and begin our postgame from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Northwest Missouri State with the one-point win over Augustana, 66-65. And Matt, that's just kind of how you draw it up, isn't it? You fall behind double digits in the first half, come back and win it late in the ballgame.
Yeah, I guess it would be wise for me to say that Northwest has been a second-half team this weekend. But that's fairly obvious. But, you know, I think that goes back to Northwest being a team that doesn't panic. You know, we've talked a lot this year how they're not a real emotional team, and I know it maybe drives Coach McCollum a little bit crazy. He'd like to see a little more emotion out of them, but I think that's what has kept them mentally in these games so that they can make the second-half comebacks that they do. And, you know, they haven't even shown a ton of emotion in these big situations. They've been even keel. You see a freshman go 6 of 6 from the free-throw line late in the ball game to help secure the victory. It's exactly what you want to see out of this Bearcat team.
And for the second game in a row, they hold a team that has a high-powered offense well under their average. Augustana came into this game averaging 87.6 points per game. They were held to just 66.
Yeah, you know, Northwest not only has the strong defense, but when you have a strong defense and you control the pace of play to make it a low-scoring ball game, you're going to see the result that we see here tonight.
And Northwest Missouri State with the win, 66-65. We'll be back, have the extra after the word and more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota on our postgame. Northwest Missouri State with a one-point win over Augustana, 66-65 in the semifinals of the Central Region of the Division II National Tournament. Matt, again, I think it all comes down to this. Dr. Har's lucky tie.
That's exactly right. He was over here just a minute ago, and he said, you know, it doesn't really go with my green shirt real well. And I said, Doc, it goes with wins, and that's all we're worried about. So the lucky tie stays undefeated for Doc Har.
And let's go over our extra effort award for this one.
Yeah, I think it's a no-doubter in this one. You got to look at Justin Pitts. I mean, it's obvious to pick that because he's the leading scorer in this one, but to go 6 of 6 from the free throw line to inside the last minute and a half of this ball game to make sure your team retains the lead that you had, and it wasn't much of a lead. It was a lead by one most of the time. You got to give the credit to Justin Pitts and his effort tonight.
And he's one of three players in the Bearcat lineup that played all 40 minutes of this game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that had to play a ton. We got to give probably an honorable mention to Brett Doherty. I mean, he played some tremendous minutes tonight, especially since he had to go up against the big guy, the player of the year in the NSIC when he was out there and still able to score double-digit points on 5 of 7 shooting. So an honorable mention on the extra effort going to Brett Doherty tonight for
sure.
Yeah,
really, it's the second night in a row you've seen a guy come off the bench that really gives Northwest a lift. Last night it was Lyle Harris, tonight Brett Doherty.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and it has to happen this time of year. I mean, you think you want to count on your guys, which you can, your big guys, but something's going to happen that not everybody is going to be able to be on top of their game, so somebody else needs to step up, and we've seen that so far.
Justin Pitts, our extra effort award winner, Northwest with the win by 166-65 over Augustana. We'll be back and hear from assistant coach Austin Meyer as we'll talk about this game win right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice. Vaccaro & Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as Northwest Missouri State defeats Augustana in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament, 66-65, the final score. Joined now by assistant coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, that's kind of where you draw it up, isn't it? A couple games, you fall behind double digits in the first half, just come back and win it late in the game.
Yeah, all part of the plan.
Well, what a game here. I know, really, even though when you fell behind early in this game, you stuck to the game plan, and really felt comfortable that game plan is what's going to win it for you tonight, and that's really what it happened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we went in at half and really felt like the pace of the game was where we wanted it. We limited possessions. It was a pretty low-scoring game. We just kind of, we looked at the stat sheet at halftime and we missed quite a few shots, and we really felt like defensively we were pretty into it. They got loose on a couple threes early, which, they're as good as anybody I've ever seen at shooting the ball from threes, so you're not going to completely shut them down. But we did a great job. We got through our guards, a good job of getting through the screens, so our bigs didn't have to help, so we could recover on their threes. We took away their drives. We talked about going into it. They really like to ISO. Their bigs like to drive. Everybody on the floor likes to drive, and we thought that we had something that they hadn't seen all year, because our ability to guard the ball, we've worked on guard the ball from day one. We do it every single day in practice. We really felt like we could get them cut off and get them stopped, and I think we did a pretty good job of that.
And again, just didn't panic, just came back slowly, kind of worked into that lead, and once you got the lead, there, a lot of times some teams you'll see a let up once you fight that hard to get back and get in a ball game, but this team never let up once you were able to get in the lead, and then it was just every possession mattered the rest of the way.
Yeah, we did a great job. We got the lead, and then they made a little counter run, but we sustained it, like you said, and kept our composure, and still played with confidence, and obviously it's a tough environment. It was a great crowd. It's basically a road game, and we're just extremely proud of our guys.
And a freshman really stepped up, and really, at this point, I don't know if you even consider Justin Pitts a freshman. He just comes up and makes plays when you need them.
Yeah, two freshmen today. I mean, Pitts and Brett Doherty was great, but yeah, Justin was like he's been all year. Obviously, 6 for 6 and some crucial free throws down the stretch, but everybody, we all have confidence. We knew he wasn't going to miss any of them. He's a gamer, and he's a competitor, and he's really good, and he kind of led us there at the end, and we took care of the ball late. I don't think we turned it over a whole lot, the last few minutes of the game, and then I can't say enough about Brett Doherty, doing a job with when Grant got in foul trouble, and even giving Grant a break early. He was able to finish, played great post defense, took a charge. Did a pretty good job on the boards. He was awesome.
Yeah, it really looks like he's playing with a lot of confidence.
He is, and it's huge for him to be out in a situation like this, a game like this, and have some things go well for him and gain that confidence. I can't say enough about him tonight.
You're able to get Zach Snyder open, and he was knocking down some threes.
Yeah, he was open early too, and he wasn't making them. But we knew he spends enough time in the gym, and he is as good a shooter as I've ever seen. That we were confident that he was going to make them, and we all said on the bench when he hit that first one, don't let him hit one. And once he hit that first one, he was locked in, and he was shooting from NBA range and making them, and he was brilliant.
And again, Connor Crooker, he just went 3 for 11 from the field, but he hits another huge bucket in the last minute and a half of the game.
Yeah, that was huge. He got to the gut, and you can kind of see it in his eyes late in the game in those situations when he wants the ball and he's determined he's going to go score. And the other thing about Connor tonight, he was great on the defensive boards. He did a good job blocking out. He got some big-time rebounds, which was huge. We needed to have a five-man job on the boards, and I think we did a pretty good job of that. They rebound well, all five of them. And Matt Wallace, 9 rebounds. Crooker had 5, Justin had 4, so it was a team effort on the boards.
And you look at the size that Augustana has, and they only out-rebounded Northwest by 3 tonight.
Yeah, and we said going in, obviously they can all shoot it and they can all drive, and they're all pretty big. They go 6'5", 6'9", 6'8", across the board. And we knew going in that we were going to have to put a body on guys and get defensive checks and get some rebounds, and we did a pretty good job.
Second year in a row, you go on the host school's floor in the semifinals, face the host school. Last year it was Mankato over Mankato. This time around, it's Augustana here in Sioux Falls, and you come away with a win to get to the finals.
Yeah. And we talked about in the locker room, great win, but we didn't come here to win 2 games. We didn't get where we wanted to last year. It's a totally different year this year, but we didn't come up here to win 2 games. We want to beat Moorhead, get to the Elite Eight, and win a national championship is the ultimate goal. So as much as we're going to enjoy this for maybe an hour or two, we're going to get focused pretty quick here on Moorhead for Tuesday night.
One thing about it, both Moorhead and Northwest knows each other. They opened up the season down at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, and, you know, it's we'll watch back and watch that game again, but it was so long ago, it's going to be tough to go off of that game. You know, we're a lot better than we were early on, and they're a lot better. I know going into that game, it was the first game of the season, so all the film and scouting stuff we did was from the year before. So it's a different team, but, we're playing at a high level, and they played at a very high level today against UCM. So it'll be another tough challenge, but I think one we'll be up for.
Boy, the noise you hear in the background, the Northwest Pep Band cheering as the Bearcat players, a kind of individual coming out of the locker room right now. And boy, what an atmosphere, the Pep Band, the cheerleaders, and the great fan support that Northwest had here tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. You know, it's technically a road game with them hosting, but our fans were just as loud. So we really appreciate everybody coming up and our band and cheerleaders and the support we have. You know, there's a lot of teams at this tournament that, you know, they don't have the band, they don't have the cheerleaders, and I think it kind of shows the support that we have at Northwest, and it's been great, and hopefully everybody make the short 4-hour trip up Tuesday night, and we can have another great atmosphere.
And let's talk about what you take the team through here the next couple days, as you have a day off tomorrow to prepare for the Tuesday night matchup.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing, we'll get them rested, get some sleep tonight, drink a lot of water. Obviously, you know, our guys play quite a bit of minutes, but they've been doing it all year. But kind of get everybody rehydrated, rested, and then, we'll have a practice tomorrow, which we won't do. You know, it'll be pretty much X's and O's and kind of going through what we're going to do offensively, what Moorhead's going to do. It won't be a lot of live, probably won't be anything live, but we'll get around and move around and hopefully get a couple good meals and just get our focus ready for Moorhead.
How much fun is this?
Oh, it's awesome. I looked over at, I think, AP during one of the timeouts, and usually, you know, you're so focused you don't think about much, but they just said, hey, this is kind of fun. It's an unbelievable atmosphere, and we got a great group of guys that are very resilient, you know, great kids, and it's just fun to work with them and be around them, and we're going to keep this thing going.
Wasn't this supposed to be a rebuilding year?
Something like that.
All right, well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Austin Meyer, assistant coach with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll be back and wrap things up from Sioux Falls right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the Sanford Pentagon with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 66-65 the final score. A quick look at the stats here for Northwest. Ended up shooting 45.6% from the field, 25 of 55. They're 9 of 25 total from three-point range, 6 of those coming in the second half. And at the free throw line, you can't do much better than this. 7 of 7 at the line. Didn't get there often, but they got there late in the ball game and took advantage of it, especially Justin Pitts. Went to the line 6 of 6 down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, even though they didn't get to the line much, like we talked about late, it kind of worked to their advantage because Augustana had not committed many fouls in the second half. And normally that kind of frustrates you, but it worked to Northwest's advantage because they had to commit three fouls before they could get the basketball back. Bearcats shoot up a good 12, 15 seconds off the clock. That was pretty valuable.
And other stats for Northwest, 12 turnovers, a few too many, but most of those, I think, really coming in the first half.
Yeah, maybe a few jitter turnovers there, but once they got comfortable and really started playing defense strong, it wasn't, they just got comfortable out on the floor everywhere and didn't turn the ball over as much.
14 turnovers for Augustana. Augustana shooting 51% from the field for the game, 24-47. They were 6 of 20 from a three-point range, and this is a very good three-point shooting team. Four of those threes coming in the first half.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there was a big change in shooting between the two halves for the two teams. I mean, Augustana didn't shoot terrible overall from the field in the second half, but just two threes in the second half. Northwest with six threes in the second half, a big factor.
Augustana got to the line 15 times, hit 11 of those for a 73% margin. Cats double figures, had three players in double figures, led by Justin Pitts with 22. 15 for Zach Snyder. He is 5 of 11 on threes and 11 points for Brett Doherty. And again, what a job Brett did tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He's played huge for Northwest, played some important minutes. Just being out on the floor and playing solid minutes would have been good, but for him to get double-digit scoring, that just added to it tonight for Northwest.
Cats go into the finals of the Central Region as they will face Minnesota State Moorhead. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a great position to be in. Like Coach Meyer talked about, I think this is going to be a team that will be focused. They've got a day to prepare. They put together a great game plan in less than 24 hours for this matchup against Augustana. I can only imagine what they're going to be able to do against Moorhead with an extra day to plan.
Moorhead with a 71-60 win over Central Missouri, and they Moorhead used a 18-2 run at the end of the first half to really open up that game.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did, and they didn't give the lead back. And Central did fight back to get it to single digits a couple of times in the second half, but didn't really have a major threat in that second half against Moorhead.
That'll be a fun one Tuesday night.
It should be. Again, the MIAA and the NSIC, it should be a great matchup.
And we'll have that broadcast for you Tuesday night from the Sanford Pentagon here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 7 o'clock is tip-off time. We'll be on there at 6:40 with our pregame in the championship game of the Central Region Tournament. The winner of that moves on to the Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana. Bearcats with the win. Again, they win by one, 66-65 over Augustana. Northwest improves on the season to 25-6, and Augustana concludes their year at 31-3. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here in Sioux Falls and studio engineer Karen Lawrence. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Sioux Falls.